Paul, just to start off, you have Toby Edstrom obviously back in the lineup, missed the end of the year because of that surgery. What's it like having him back, and have you noticed, you know, he's been able to get back to maybe more Toby Edstrom style after
he needed the surgery, he got healthy, he had a great camp, and he's been our best defenseman over two games. Puck movement, his breakouts, the defensive side, the PK, he looks better now than any time that I remember him. He looks like he's got a lot of jump.
Your offense has 8 goals in 2 games now, but do you want to see them creating more chances?
The question of the day, right? Sorry for the rest of your questions. I'm sure they were spectacular. We're in that low 20s in terms of shots, and it's not, we're not getting 20 shots blocked either, just the shot attempts, the zone time really down. Zone time for us is down, and yet we're finishing on what we have. So the answer would be yes, and it's not just a function of creating more offense, it's where you're playing the game. So the flow of the game is won by zone time, really, because if you're in your end for 25, 30 seconds, it's a dump and change situation, and now you're losing that battle. We haven't spent enough time in the offensive zone, and we've lost pucks in the offensive zone, that I think, and that was without hurting them today, that was kind of the theme of picking pucks up off the walls and getting some more motion so that we can, if you're not getting it to the net, that's still a place that you want to play, control the puck so that when it comes out, and you know, they're changing. But yeah, that is, I won't say it's a concern. I know that when you get younger, you will hold on to the puck less, right? Just on physical strength, you spend less time with the puck. So we got to get some quickness into our offensive zone time, and then we want to create a little bit more chaos in their end than we've seen. It's also a dangerous thing when you start talking about creating more offense, you end up digging it out of your net a whole lot more. If it has to be generated a certain way. Yeah, a work in progress.
Blake Wheeler, not just him, but you know, most of your veteran core, do you have them working on the younger guys more this year? There was a shot last night with Blake Wheeler with his arm.
Yeah.
That's what we get to see. We don't see
them. Right, team, right. I wouldn't say more. There just happens to be more of them, so there's more opportunity. Blake did that with Nick Ehlers last year, and it's part of what he's done well. It's early on in the year, but his approach has been, you know, fatherly in some ways, and he's able to do it for such a strong foundation of work ethic and compete. We need that from him. We have other players. Nobody's assigned to a player, but they will gravitate to certain guys.
Do you have to keep players more level-headed? Some of your younger guys more level-headed at this time of the year, so they're kind of getting more and more used to it?
Well, it's that balance we talk about every day in the coaching staff. When you get a new guy in who's never played in this league, everything is different. It's hard to explain. The North American game, the NHL game is different, clearly, than college. The speed of the players. So many of the reads that young players used to make don't work here. Or if they do, they have to happen at such a fast rate. That adjustment, and good players eventually make that adjustment. They learn what they can get away with, what they can't. Not really about a young or old thing. It's just the general theme of the team. So even, you know, Mark Scheifele's got 2 or 3 years before he really hits that prime, maybe 2 years before he hits his prime in terms of the experience matches the physical and mental abilities of as a player.
As you adjust to life without Brian Little, what are 2 or 3 specific things that get taken out of your team because of his absence, and who would be the people to pick up those specific attributes?
Well, the first one you saw in the game last night is defensive zone time. So how long you spend in your own end is not just about the two guys playing defense. It's how the center and those two D react. So positioning yourself in the right spots. That so much of that is experience, and we missed that, right? Faceoffs, yes, but he wasn't in the mid-50s going out relative to Alex coming in. You know, Alex is getting back into the center circle for the first time. And Matty Perreault didn't take a lot of faceoffs last year, so we missed that. Down low, we missed it. And then, you know, there's a point in time that Brian's one of our leading scorers. We're going to miss the offense that he generates. Who picks it up? The two guys that will play in those holes. I mean, all four of them. We have to run the bench slightly differently. Give you an example. The goal last night, and then it's not Alex's fault, but Brian Little's out of the lineup. Adam Lowry's in the penalty box. Mark Schaefly gets his laces cut, so he's getting a skate. He's only got one skate on the bench. So it's between Bermie and Perreault, and Bermie kills penalty, so he's got to go out and take that draw on his weak side. When you don't have Brian in the lineup, you have just fewer options to move your lines around.
I know it's a couple of games away yet, but how do you manage this week? Is it kind of like going into Christmas where there's a lot of extracurricular leading into the weekend?
Well, the people that I've talked to that have been a part of an outdoor game, you know, you've got to set a tone as a coach, and it's an NHL game, but you don't want to take from your players the experience of it. And so we will approach it from that. We expect us to come out and play as hard as we possibly can, but we also want to experience the whole thing. It's such a unique event. It's such a big event in Winnipeg. So we're going to encourage them experiencing that, getting their families involved, getting people around and really enjoying it.